Trusting in the Dark Times by Maria Fontaine.
I love you, my dear friends and co-workers in the Lord. I pray that the Lord's comfort and encouragement are a blessing and light on your path each and every day. I'm so proud of each of you for your dedication to the Lord and for following Him wherever He leads. Each of you is a hero of the faith, even if you often don't feel like it. You may feel like you're struggling or just barely making it and may not consider yourself much at all. But to the Lord, you're heroes because you've held on in faith through thick and thin. Lord, help us to keep the heavenly vision and not get our minds too focused on the little time we have here on earth and its problems, difficulties, and hardships, to where we become weighed down and overwhelmed. That's not to say the problems don't exist or that we should just ignore them and pretend they're not there, but rather that we will endure as seeing Him who is invisible, having respect unto the recompense of our reward. I wish I could take each of you who are going through trials and struggles of any kind into my arms and personally comfort you, pray with you, hear from the Lord together for you, and reassure you of His love, care, and plan. But I'm comforted by the fact that as you take time with our precious Savior, He holds you in His arms and gives you the comfort and personal encouragement that you need. As you give every burden and care to Him, He can heal your wounds and pour His soothing balm of love on your heart. In every single challenge, tragedy, difficulty, and affliction, the Lord offers you His comfort and peace to help you carry through and even rise above what would otherwise seem impossible to overcome. His word tells us that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It is so important during such times to seek guidance in the Lord's Word to help you understand the way He sees things, His perspective, which is often very different than ours, and to receive the comfort, strength, and encouragement that you need to face the difficult and sometimes heartbreaking events that come to every life. There's an important factor for receiving His comfort and peace that He has promised, and that is to recognize and forsake any bitterness or resentment about the situation and the way things turned out. Resentment or bitterness can keep the door of your heart closed and prevent you from flinging it open so that you can experience the washing of regeneration and be renewed by His wonderful Spirit. His Spirit will fill every corner of your heart, but bitterness can prevent you from letting it in. There are a number of reasons why we can allow bitterness to creep into our lives. We can be tempted to attribute the circumstances we are facing to the actions of another person, over which we had little or no control. Or at times we become angry at ourselves for our own mistakes and failings, feeling that there was more we could or should have done, that we could have somehow salvaged the situation if we had only done such and such, or not done such and such. At times we can be tempted to even question God for allowing certain things and for not intervening to prevent the situation from happening. There are a number of reasons why we might be tempted to harbor some resentment or bitterness due to things that have happened in our lives. And if you dwell on it and water that little seed of bitterness, it can grow into a great big weed that can choke out your joy of the Lord and hinder your testimony. It's only human to want to place the blame on ourselves or others for something that has happened or is happening. As humans, we would like to understand why certain things happened, and we try to work it out in our own minds and figure out why or how it could have been different. But we can't always understand things in a black and white manner, and situations are generally much more complicated. As Paul wrote, "We see through a glass darkly, and we know in part in this life." So how do we respond to these challenging situations in life? The best way is first and foremost to trust the Lord and place it in His hands. If you don't understand the why or who is responsible for what or what you could have done differently, leave it in the Lord's hands because He knows and He has promised to work everything out in the end for your good. That's His promise to everyone who loves Him. When you get riled up and discontent and stuck in a maze of trying to figure out what could have been different, this can hinder you from trusting the Lord. But trusting the Lord and committing your life to Him is the best thing you can do. Then you will be able to fully receive the resolution, comfort, and peace that the Lord is eager to fill your heart with. He longs to help and reassure you, but only you can open the door. Following are some words of encouragement from the Lord to cast all our cares on Him. Fear not, for I am able to take all the broken pieces of your heart and put it back together again. My precious one, only you can choose to cast your care on me, to trust me with all your heart. You must choose to shed the weights of bitterness, discouragement, and anxiety. You must choose to let your heartaches and pain make you better, and they will, if you cast all your burdens on me and allow me to sustain you. My loving arms will uphold you and bring peace and comfort to your heart. I have promised to use every experience you go through in life, no matter how dark they seem, to work together for good and to help others in the process. And as you receive my comfort with the same comfort that I comfort you, you can in turn comfort others. I know and understand that your way has been difficult and dreary at times. I know that you have experienced things over the years that you don't understand. But trust me that there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. As you reach out and turn toward my light, I will lead you along step by step. Your vision and the way forward will become clearer. There are many things you cannot fully see or understand in this life, but if you'll keep your eyes fixed on me, even out of the ashes will spring beautiful white lilies and newness of life. Place your hope in me and you will not grow weary and lose heart. Choose to throw off every encumbrance and keep running the race set before you with endurance, faith, hope, and love, looking unto me, the author and finisher of your faith.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.